WGNS Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide on WGNSSports.com and on our iPhone and Android apps. And always at the game. It's Prep Football on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barron.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the first of many games this season of State Farm Prep Sports. We're at Hendersonville tonight as the Commandos will be taking on the Oakland Patriots, the defending Class 6A state champion. And it's going to be a long football season. Rod Edwards joins me here, and we've got a brand new pregame show here we're debuting tonight, and John Dinkins going to kind of anchor that throughout the next 40 minutes or so. But Rod, it's just exciting to get right back to football.
Well, it's about time. We've all been reading the paper, see what's going on, you know, who's improving. Fans have been going to preseason games trying to figure out how's my team going to do, and now it's going to start.
Yeah, it's here in a big way. May have to dodge some showers. We're going to have a look at your weather forecast here in the pregame show. All of the favorite things that you have enjoyed during the pregame show, including the county roundup and the coach's corner as well, all part of our pregame show here this evening. We've been to Hendersonville a time or two. This is a pretty tough place to play.
It is. They've got a great tradition here. They've been in the state tournament 2 years. They ended up second place, I think losing to Rutherford County teams, but they've always had a quality program, and we get to see a wing T against a wing T tonight.
How about that? Yeah, they these two teams played in the playoffs last year, as a matter of fact. It's Rockvale at Laverne, White House Heritage at the Christian School, Eagleville at Huntland, and Clarksville Northeast at Riverdale, Franklin at Siegel, East Nashville at Smyrna, Mount Juliet at Smyrna all tonight. We'll talk about those and the Alcoa Blackman game when we come back.
Don't miss earning 50 times the national average savings rate on your money. Open a Brighter Day savings account at Redstone Federal Credit Union and earn 5.09% APY on every dollar up to $2,500. Keep earning with 0.95% APY on balances over that. Don't wait. Open your Brighter Day savings account today at any Redstone branch or through online banking. Membership eligibility required. Visit redfcu.org/save for more information.
Who brings home convenience with new technology while planning for the future and all the things we'll need?
Through years of service, through changes and through time,
Murfreesboro Electric, since 1939. Every year, every day, every hour,
Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. Come join us at the new Toots West on Rucker Lane and Franklin Road. Check out our Rucker Hotel or our Mineshaft Arcade. Step into time on Route 66 or even our Stagecoach Lounge. You're going to love what we built out here, but it's the same good food, service, and specials. Toots West, it's open on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96 Franklin Road in West Murfreesboro.
Good food and fun.
I'm attorney John Day, and for more than 30 years, I've worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Since opening our law office in Murfreesboro, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. We have opened a new, larger office on Medical Center Parkway just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. That's johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Hey parents, if your child attends Blackman, Rockvale, Siegel, and Stewart's Creek High Schools, Oakland Middle, Central Magnet, MTCS, PCA, or Webb Schools, here's a message from Loveless Photography. They're taking underclassmen photos now, so be sure to check your mail for proofs. We know they'll never tell you anything, so you don't have to worry about finding it in the bottom of their backpack next summer. The deadline is close for seniors to have their photos in yearbooks. Call 890-1558 to book a session and check lovelessphotography.com for action photos from sports and other school events.
So what if your roommate decides to microwave a metal mixing bowl and set your apartment on fire? I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack. Auto, renters, frankly, any kind of insurance, I've got your back. Call me at 615-900-0877.
Trying to stretch your paycheck a little further than last sometimes means cutting costs. Why not start with a discount double check? I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. and I can help make sure you're getting the car insurance discounts you deserve. Give me a call today at 893-9898.
The Primetime Sports Countdown to Kickoff.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
And good evening, everybody. John Dingens along with Clark Blair and Rod Edwards here. It's time for the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. Rick's Barbecue has quality, fresh, never frozen meats that are smoked the old-fashioned way, using real hickory wood on specially designed pits to give you your pork, chicken, and beef the best flavor. Also, be sure to try other favorites like slaw dogs and loaded baked potatoes. From the pit to the plate, Rick's Barbecue is ready to feed your hungry family. They have two locations, on Warrior Drive off South Church Street and on Memorial Boulevard near the VA Hospital. Welcome, guys. This is a first for us, a pregame show highlighting each of our games here on the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. And, Clark, we're going to just kind of – Rod, we're just going to kind of do a roundtable here. So a roundtable discussion, and we want to get started, first of all, with Rockville at Laverne, which is a big game for really both of these teams, but particularly for the Rockville Rockets.
Well, there's nothing like that first game of the season, but just imagine the first game of the program. And with a new school, it's got to be really exciting for the coach. It's something he, even though he's done a lot of things in coaching, been very successful, he's never started a team. And that's quite an experience to start with, and along with his players. Most of them, maybe one or two, maybe have even played in a varsity game at the high school level.
And we've all been to Laverne many times seeing football games, so you know that visitor side is going to be flowing over.
Right, right. Oh, they'll travel for miles and miles this year, you know, with getting ready for the anticipation. And the thing about it, too, I think with Rockville, winning really isn't going to – they want to win, of course, but – if they keep it close, they score. Everything's going to be a first. First touchdown, first down, all those kind of things add to the excitement, doesn't it?
And then the other flip side of that is the first mistake, first turnover. And so I know Coach Rice is really hoping just to see his team play well and improve even during the game.
And Laverne kind of lost some players last year. Depth is a little bit of an issue, but they've got some skill positions, Rod.
Yeah, the big thing is they got their quarterback back, they got their key running back, three receivers, and they've all had quality moments, but they were only 2-8 last year, and so they really haven't been successful, that group, but they've had to rebuild their line. And, of course, the line is so important. So probably, as far as experience-wise, they're going to be fairly close to Rockville in the line.
Well, I think, too, you know, you're talking about the quarterback coming back and the running backs. If the line is workable, if they're playing decent, you know, I think Laverne will be well served to focus on the running game, especially early in the season.
White House Heritage at MTCS, that's our next one that we're going to talk about here on the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. MTCS has a returning quarterback that's had a lot of injury issues, but when he's on the field, he's one tough customer.
Well, and I think Green's having the experience that he got last year is a big plus. The question mark for me from Middleton City Christian is, do they have the receivers that can catch on the offensive side of the ball? We all know what McGowan can do. I think that's a given. If you get in trouble, you know, you give the ball to Kamari. But defensively, I think they'll be strong again this year. And, you know, White House Heritage coming in is a game that I think works out well for the Cougars.
Looking at Eagleville at Huntland, another team, Eagleville, Rod, that have lost some players, significant 18 seniors, I believe that's right.
And for a 2A school, that's a lot. You know, usually you don't have that big a turnover. So they've been hit hard, and then you add a quarterback that was just exceptional, especially at 2A level.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, just athlete all the way around. It's going to be a lot to change. So it's back to... for a coach, let's get back to basics, and we build this group, a new group. He does have a couple outstanding players. Trevor Griffin, outstanding receiver, defensive back, had 6 interceptions last year. So he has some tools to start with. Griffin's a type that they may even change their offense a little bit, where they have some jet sweeps with this receiver that who's 6'1", 185. And for that level, it's pretty explosive.
And I think you'll see him get the ball to McLemore quite a bit. While they're trying to work in their quarterback.
We're going to stop there and come back. More of the Rick's Barbecue Roundup when we continue with the Primetime Sports Countdown to Kickoff, sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. Stay with us.
Winner's Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winner's Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, Winner's Trophy, at Comcast.net. That's Winner's Trophy at Comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winner's Trophies, 904-6002.
Hi, I'm KJ Harden, Operations Manager of F&B Mortgage here in Murfreesboro. We are excited to announce we have reached a major milestone, $1 billion in home loan originations right here in Middle Tennessee. Thank you to our amazing customers for all the support over the years. We could not do this without you. We are excited for the future of F&B Mortgage. Visit us at fnbfg.com. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ream Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Modern convenience, local touch. Mills Family Pharmacy on South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Get a checkup at their on-site walk-in clinic. Let Dr. Chad Mills and Dr. Craig Buckner fill your prescriptions while you wait and while you browse the gift shop. Use the drive-thru or go next level. Order refills with an app. Have medications packaged by dose for free, and Mills Family Pharmacy will deliver them straight to your home. Local service with modern convenience. Mills Family Pharmacy, open 6 days a week at the corner of 231 and Veterans Parkway.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Les Kessin's Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door.
If you're a homeowner with a quarter acre or several, Les Kessin's Feed Supply focuses on premium feeds and dog foods you won't find in the box stores.
Nutrition is our specialty here at Les Kessin's Feed.
Family owned and operated by Coy and Jennifer Young, inviting you to stop by, visit, and enjoy the country.
Customer service and expertise that exceeds your expectations.
Les Kessin's Feed is also your place for local milk from the MTSU Dairy on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East in Les Kessin's.
Have you heard about the new way to shop used cars here in Murfreesboro? Where you work hand-in-hand with the staff who's honest and cares not about making a sale, but more about finding a car that works for you, under your budget, and your lifestyle. That's right, Stargate Auto Sales, now open on 1634 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro. Browse a fine selection of used cars here in Murfreesboro at Stargate Auto Sales, or call to set up an appointment at 622-STAR. That's 622-7827. For Stargate Auto Sales, where quality matters and the customer is always right.
State Farm. The Primetime Sports Countdown to Kickoff.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
John Dinkins, Clark Blair, Rod Edwards here with you as we continue with the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. And we head now to Riverdale, where Clarksville Northeast is going to come in and visit the Warriors, Clark.
Well, the Warriors, starting with Taylor Yancey at quarterback, you know, I think they're set. They're excited about the upcoming season. They've got experience in the offensive line. Drew Smith, he's not the fastest runner you're going to see in Rufford County, but he's a hard runner that you're going to see run. And you know, coming in Clarksville Northeast, I think it's a good home opener for the Warriors.
And Drew Smith is like run between the tackles, kind of get running back.
He is, but he'll break tackles, but he also has good vision. He'll see an opening and he'll cut to it. Last year we saw him two times in a row play against Siegel, had over 200 yards, and against Cookville, he had over 200 yards. So we got to see that for up and personal.
Our next one is Franklin at Siegel, and this is a team that a lot of people think that they've improved some, and from the scores in scrimmages, it appears that they have, right?
Yeah, they played two top teams. Ravenwood actually is rated number one in the mid-state and number one in the state. Came out the Tennessean, or actually the state poll came out and had Ravenwood one, Oakland two, and they played them about 10-10. Of course, you don't know what all combinations, you know, what they're using and all, but their key players were there. But Siegel, they've got a good quarterback, and he's more seasoned. He can run. He's very aggressive. He's tough. He loves contact. He'll go to contact instead of avoiding contact. Makes him a good leader. They have John Garden, who was a co-offensive lineman of the year. And so they're really excited about their offensive line. The big question, I think, for them is how is the defense going to do, which they struggled last year.
Because I think you'll see Siegel score a lot of points this year. I think you'll see him spread the ball out and throw it around quite a bit with Sears. But you're right, Rod. Defensively, do they have enough? Are they strong enough? Especially with the schedule we know they're going to see on down the road inside the region.
Well, they're a team that I think cannot afford key injuries. They just don't have that much depth that some of the other teams do. They don't have the 100. They have about 60-some players.
And I think that's going to be a problem for more than just Siegel and some other teams as well. There's some in our region that are going to have a little bit of that problem as well. East Nashville is going to travel and visit the Bulldogs of Smyrna, where Matt Williams seems to always have a big, strong football team.
He does, and he has a very disciplined team. They are very smart in how they play. I think he takes pride in that, Coach Williams does, how smart they play. But you're right. They start with their offensive line. Got a new quarterback they're working in. You got, you know, some of your stars may be gone from Smyrna, but I think the process stays the same for them. I think you'll see them run the ball quite a bit.
They have run oriented, I'm sure. And Rod, when it comes to big offensive and defensive linemen, Smyrna usually is pretty strong in that department.
They are. I mean, their defense. You got Texas A&M signee Walker, who's been starting for 4 years. He's still there, and you've got another one who's some SEC schools. I think it's Tucker. He's a junior. Are starting to contact him, and he's about 275. Walker's 295. Their offensive line averages 285, and that's getting pretty, small college level there.
That's some tall cotton right there, Rod. Mount Juliet visits Stewart's Creek, and a new head coach for Stewart's Creek. Stewart's Creek always will have a big crowd there, but boy, are they playing a tough opponent first game.
Very, very tough opponent in Mount Juliet. We know what they've done, especially the last couple years. But I think, you know, Coach Brown, again, like Smyrna, will rely a lot on the running game. You've got Davis and Slaughter and Jelk, so you've got multiple kids that are there. You know, the Simmons kids coming back. I don't know how much they'll throw the ball around, but I think they'll give Mount Juliet a good run for their money. But talk about a tough opener.
And Alcoa is at Blackman on Saturday. Before we get to this game we're going to be at tonight. Alcoa is at Blackman on Saturday. And Gary Rankin going to play against one of the ones he coached when Kit Hartsfield. New turf, going to be an exciting Saturday.
All right. Defensive coordinator, Moose, played for him. A couple of the other coaches played for him. Or one even coached for him. So it's like a homecoming with the master against his former students.
Well, and the hard part for Blackman is they're going to be all wrapped up in the new field and the new excitement, and Coach Rankin is going to bring a team in that many are saying is one of the best Alcoa teams they've ever had, which is just unbelievable to think about.
More on that on Saturday, I'm sure, but we'll go move now to tonight's game, Oakland at Hendersonville, and you got to feel good about the Pats.
Got to feel good about the Pats, and what's going to be interesting about the Patriots tonight is how do they utilize their new quarterback? How much do they throw it? How much do they run it? Does he open it up and just – it's like Coach has got a new toy. And how's he going to play with that new toy quarterback? Because, you know, he's taller than the quarterbacks he's had before, better arm than the quarterbacks he's had before. So we talked – you know, Rod mentioned wing T versus wing T, but you got a little something different in the wing T when you got a quarterback and sling it.
Well, I think Coach Creasy is known for his hybrid. To me, I call it a hybrid wing T. I mean, sometimes it's a power eye, a stack eye. Now we're going to have the spread probably. So he'll throw something else at you to look at, and then he'll come back with the bread and butter. And a lot of times you'll see early they're stopping that bread and butter, but later in the game that bread and butter is just eating away at yardage.
And the thing you will not miss from Oakland is the team speed and the depth. It's going to be there again this year.
You know, we didn't pick each game as we discussed these on the roundup tonight, but it's going to be a good night for our region, you think? Most everybody. And our other local teams.
Well, I think most of our teams, I don't know if Oakland's any better. It's hard to be any better than they were when they finished. But most of our teams, like Siegel and Rockvale, Rockville, of course, will be better because they weren't even here yet. But Riverdale are both going to be better teams. And it's going to be interesting to see how far they go.
All right, guys, that's your Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. They have two locations here in Murfreesboro on Warrior Drive just off South Church Street and on Memorial Boulevard just down from the VA Hospital. When we come back, it's the Prentice Ossipee Coach's Corner where we'll hear from the coaches of the teams playing in tonight's game. That's next as we continue the Primetime Sports Countdown to Kickoff sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day.
Hello there, this is Lenny Farmer once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home and Cremation Services. Moms and dads, I have something you need to know about your kids. They won't bring up the issue of funeral plans because they feel it will make you uncomfortable and consider it your business. Although they might hope you would take care of these sensitive issues on their behalf, they'll leave that up to you. So, what do you say? Can we talk? Call me at 615-893-2422. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
We're going to be an educational institution that teaches Bible every day. Every subject we teach, we're going to teach through a biblical perspective. In every aspect of our school, we're going to do it through a Christian perspective.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
That also means that everything we do, we have to be excellent. We feel like Christ calls us to excellence. And so that means we have to be excellent academically. That means we have to be excellent athletically, because that's what God calls us to. It's a great place to be.
Invest in your child's future in an environment that fosters Christ-centered values. To find out more, visit mtcscougars.org.
A great home buying experience can only happen with the right financing, and that's why Wilson Bank and Trust takes so much joy in helping our neighbors with reliable, fast mortgage loans. This is Andy Jakes with Wilson Bank and Trust. We'll work to find the perfect loan option for you and your budget, and then make things as simple as possible, from application to underwriting to closing. Come see a lender at any of our 28 full-service Wilson Bank and Trust locations in Middle Tennessee. Visit wilsonbank.com. Let's find the loan you need to make that new home happen. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey there, I'm Courtney Brown, the great-granddaughter of Roscoe Brown. Once when I was little, a neighbor of mine was ill, and I picked the buttercups from behind our house and walked them across the street, and I was so happy to see the smile on her face.
This neighborly concern has been the hallmark of Roscoe Brown for 75 years. You can always trust our family with yours, offering plumbing, heating and air, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Are we actually going to use this?
If only I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires.
Said no one ever. Which is why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying Michelin tires simpler. Allison Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros says that they offer a straightforward approach to service, and they include a nationwide warranty with every purchase.
We're your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs, including alignments, oil changes, brake service, engine repair, and much more.
Stop by today to see their full lineup of Michelin tires. For whatever you drive, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Tire Pros, hassle-free guaranteed. Visit BudsTireProsTN.com.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating local athletes here in Rutherford County. Experts in joint, bones, and muscles. And with over 65 specialists in 20 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit TOA.com or call 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. TOA. Live your best life.
State Farm. The Primetime Sports Countdown to Kickoff.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
And now it's time for the Prentice Ossipee and Ayers Coach's Corner here on our countdown to kickoff. And we had a chance to talk to Coach Creasy of the Oakland Patriots as they battle at Hendersonville tonight. They've had to overcome some injury adversity last year, and it looks like this year begins with a few key injuries that have shaken up his lineup some as well.
We got a couple guys that are banged up, and, you know, of course, Jordan, you know, is out for a few weeks. And it's one of those things where we kind of been through it before, you know, and if you don't have depth, it helps build depth. So what was disastrous last year, you know, I was just like, I can't believe this is the worst injury, you know, year I've ever had. Turned out to be a blessing in disguise, and hopefully, you know, this what's going to happen this year too, because you got to put somebody in, and you know, it's kind of like throwing a kid in the deep end. You better be swimming. You know, there's nothing you can do for them once they get out on the field. You know, can't get in a huddle with them, can't tell them what to do, how to do it. So baptism by fire, I think some people call it, but we definitely have some guys that are going to have to step it up, you know, because of injuries. And you know, in the long run, it'll be good for us because it's building our depth.
We also had a chance to talk to Coach Creasy about what he expects out of the Hendersonville team.
They're not going to lay down for anybody. They're not going to beat themselves. You know, always a tough football team. I think if you ask anybody that's ever played Hendersonville, they'll start by saying they're a bunch of tough kids. Always been. Their reputation. I think they do a really good job on both sides of the ball. You know, they're a wing tee team. So that should be kind of familiar to us. But on defense, they've always been a team that's well-disciplined. You're not going to trick them. They're always going to be in position to make tackles. Do a really good job in the secondary. They got some talent coming up. You know, they got some good-looking kids on their squad, and definitely graduated a bunch. But you know, they do that every year. But I know they're really happy about the future, knowing that they got some really quality athletes on their squad. And like I said, they came and called us. You know, I had to text their coach the other day, and he sent it to me the Monday of the state championship, and I told him, just give me one more week and we'll sign a contract. But you know, they called us, so that tells you how they think about their team. And you know, having trouble just like the rest of us getting games that are non-region. So I have a lot of respect for Hendersonville, and always have.
As Coach Kevin Creasy of the Oakland Patriots, and gentlemen, joining me back here, injuries are always a part of the game, and it I don't know that you'll ever get away from it, but lost a pretty good player earlier this week, but he's got a lot of depth, Coach Creasy, luckily.
He does, and of course we wish Jordan a speedy recovery, hope he gets back. I know the timetable's looking hopefully somewhere around after fall break, which would be great for Oakland, but you know, Coach Creasy, like I said, he's got plenty of depth. He's got kids waiting to touch that football and run with it. And, you know, a lot of us think the second best team is his second string in a lot of cases. So it is interesting what he said about the wing tee, though, because when you practice day in, day out, offense, defense, and you see that wing tee all the time, you know, that there is going to be that familiarity that both teams have. So it's going to come down to who can execute better, who can block better, can we avoid turnovers, and so it should be an exciting game tonight.
And Rod, looking at Hendersonville, it's kind of like looking at yourself, I guess, in some ways, with looking at the same offense, basically.
Right. I mean, look at, they got three running backs that are getting yardage. Look how many that Oakland had giving yardage, because they won the wing backs and your tailback, and so even with the offense, you have three that run quite a bit, where most teams only have one, and sometimes two. And then with all the substitutions he puts in, because a lot of these guys play defense too, so gives them a breather. They just build depth, and this is something that Hendersonville tries to do too. In fact, their three running backs, they played a lot last year. They didn't start, but one started 3 years as safety. He's all region safety, you know, a good athlete. The other two started for two years now. This will be their second year starting at safety. So they just have good athletes ready to move in, take up the next spot. So they're kind of reloading. Big question then, they lost a lot on their line.
And one last question too, Clark. This is going to be a matter of heat and who survives the heat and the weather.
It's going to be quite warm tonight, that's for sure. And the other thing that Hendersonville can't duplicate in their practices is the speed they're going to see tonight of Oakland.
That's true. That's your Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Be sure to join us tomorrow morning beginning at 8. The show is fueled by Donut Country and Chick-fil-A, and we'll have starting lineups and final thoughts when we return to the Primetime Sports Countdown to Kickoff, sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orfis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
Hi everyone, this is Dave Kivenimi, inviting you to come by our store, Music World and Drummer's Den, on Church Street in Murfreesboro, across from Indian Hills Golf Course. And don't forget to visit our other family-owned store, Animal City, at 919 Northwest Broad, next to Murfreesboro Bowling Lanes. It was voted this year the number one pet store in the Ruthie Awards. Animal City is listed on Google as one of the top 10 attractions to see in the city of Murfreesboro.
Your ride, your stuff. You live with them together. I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman. It's smart to protect them together. Give me a call at 615-896-2013 and let me help you save by combining your auto and renters.
Every team knows which play can be the winning move. I'm State Farm Agent Ashley Brooks, here to help life go right by combining your home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-280-5792. It's a winning move that saves you time and money.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. Oh, I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
At the law offices of John Day, we represent people who've been injured and need our legal help. And it's our job to give them that help as quickly as we can. After helping hundreds of Middle Tennesseans in the past couple of years, we've opened a new, larger office on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, we're closer and more convenient than ever. Go to johndaylegal.com and call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
State Farm. The Primetime Sports Countdown to Kickoff.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
It's Oakland at Hendersonville tonight, but let's first get a check of the forecast for tonight's games. Brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, offering the finest products and services at a price that will fit your budget. You can trust Fans to go the extra mile for you. And here's WGNS meteorologist Ray Miller.
Overall, it looks like a pretty good night. We'll see isolated showers and thundershowers around the area early on. They'll be very spotty and they'll come to an end pretty quickly. Temperatures will start to cool off, but still a bit of humidity through the night. Temperatures down around 80 degrees around kickoff, dropping down into the low to mid-70s by the end of the game. Not much wind to speak of, just a light north wind, and about 5 to 10 miles an hour. That's a look at the forecast. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller in the Weatherology Weather Center.
And now it's time to take a look at tonight's key players in the game for Oakland and Hendersonville, sponsored by Loveless Fine Photography, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. And Rod Edwards joins me with those players.
Okay, with the visiting Oakland Patriots quarterback, got a new one on the block from Indiana transfer, Cody Sparks. He's 6'5", 215. Got a strong arm. It's so strong, I think, the coach may have changed some a little bit of his offense just to try some new things out. With him running back, B.J. Kennard. Kennard is really a hard runner. We saw him last year, and he had good yardage. He's about 6'1", about 195. Tim Pennell will be running probably from a wing back. Saw where he was the leading runner in their last scrimmage with Gallatin. Then we also have on the line, this is where they're probably the weakest, and maybe not weakest, but the least experienced team. And Jackson Riley returns, three-year starter. I don't know if he'll be at center this year or if they'll be moving somewhere else. He's 6'1", 275. Remember, he was 210 as a sophomore, but he's been growing since. I'm sure they will have a really solid offensive line fairly soon. Now, talking about defensively, this is where their strength really lies. On the defensive front, Jalen Willard had 47 tackles last year. He's returning. Michael Holman had 45 tackles last year, had 10 for loss. Aaron Moore, he may be doing defensive end or linebacker. He'll move him back and forth. They're very versatile with their defense. 63 tackles and 12 tackles for loss. And their middle linebacker, Quentin Buzinski, had 78 tackles, led the team, and 12 for losses also. But then you have the defensive backs. You have Dari McDonald, the cornerback, had 6 interceptions last year, and safety D.D. Anderson had 5 interceptions. So they're going to be keys in the defensive backfield. You got the linebackers and a strong front, and so it's a very solid defense that'll be putting forth.
Well, definitely. We've got a great game coming up here, Oakland and Hendersonville. A pretty good first night all around.
It's going to be a great night. Again, good luck to all the teams that are playing. And I'm sure Coach Creasy has already reminded his players that the championship was last year. It starts over tonight.
Oh, I'm sure he has. And also we've got the big Alcoa at Blackman game, which will be on WGNS as well on Saturday night. All right, that's all for the Primetime Sports Countdown to Kickoff, sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. For Rod Edwards and Clark Blair, I'm John Dinkins. Kickoff is next here on News Radio WGNS.